Look, okay, I just bowls down to 90 minutes then.
Yeah, you know, and I think we thoroughly deserve to be in the final. I think we thought that every single one of them was excellent today. Every single one of them. You know, and buoyed on and cheered on by. Absolutely fantastic. You know, a great day. But you know, we've been in this position before last year, and we certainly don't want to have the feelings that we did last year. It'd be a tough game. I think Bradford have won of the
5-0.
Yeah. So you know, that says it all. You know, but it holds no fear for us going there. You know, once they had a bit of a hoodoo over us, and we seem to have exercised that now, but it's down to one game next week, and which team wants it the most will come out on top. And one thing I can guarantee you is that group of lads in there know how hard they've worked to get to the position that they're in, and it's going to take one almighty effort from anybody to come up against to beat them.
And what a piece of inspiration from Mr. Walsh there again, from Mr. Norton to break that deck. It was looking so tight at that point.
Yeah, it was. You know, usually in these games, I said to him at half time, you know, because I thought we pretty much dominated possession wise, and although it was edgy in the first half, especially the first 20 minutes, it's normally a nick or a goes in off somebody's knee or a toe poke or something that gets you the goal in these games. And he proved me wrong, because it was reminded me of, remember Frank Stapleton in the derby?
I've just said it loud.
Yeah, in 82.
Is it 82?
Yeah. 82? It was
one-all
draw, yeah,
wasn't it? Two-all.
We killed in top corner. Equaliser. It reminded me of that. Firstly starts off back to goal, switches inside, and curls one into the top corner, and, you know, and then Norts was. He was due one. You know, he scores. That's what he's there for.
Absolutely.
You know what you do see is also the amount of effort that he puts into his football. He was virtually dead on his feet there at the end, but still kept running. And then, you know, Astley goes on and produces another little moment of magic. To be fair, he's you know, been really patient, Astley, and you know, he's gone on there, and I thought. You know, caused them no end of problems when the fullback was tiring with his pace, and a great little goal for him to cap off. You know, what has been a fantastic performance from everybody.
So another night of training this week, and keep all the lads' heads down and keep working. Now.
Yeah, we've just said in there, you know, not dampening it. They're going to certainly enjoy this result, but it's only half time.
Absolutely. And does it worry you that we've spanked them twice and they'll be up for it?
No, of course they're going to be up for it, but yeah. They were up for it in the first game, they would have been up for it in the second game.
Absolutely.
We'll go and we'll play we'll play football, and we'll see where it takes us.
Cheers, Gal.
Cheers. Thanks.